No, no, or I'll just do it. So the Minhag Yisrael in most communities, as well as here, is after davening on Shabbos morning, people go in and make kiddush, and usually kiddush over cake and other cholent, depending how big the kiddush is. So we know we have a principle in the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, that to fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, you need kiddush b'makom suda. You need kiddush in the place where you're going to have your meal. So the question is, what's the basis for the minhag of making kiddush over cake Shabbos morning? And then even if you do have that minhag, do you have to go back home when you eat lunch? Do you have to make another kiddush, or the kiddush you made it in shul is enough? And if it is good, so what about Friday night, making kiddush over cake? So let's address some of these issues. So, just to go back a step, the Torah tells us, Zachar shom haShabbos l'kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And that's one of the Aseres HaDibros we read not too long ago. And from there is the source of the mitzvah of kiddush. To remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And the Gemara tells us, Zachrei el al-hayayin. And remember on the wine. And the way the Rambam learned is the mitzvah of kiddush is with words alone. And when we do it over wine, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. So, what is the nature of the mitzvah of kiddush? Why do we make kiddush? Obviously, the Torah says we make kiddush, but what's the nature behind it? There's a major dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban on what the nature of the mitzvah of kiddush is. So the Rambam writes, he seems to focus on the word Zachar. Zachar Shom HaShabbos, the key is the Zachar. You remember Shabbos in its entrance and in its exit. V'chnisaso v'yitziyaso. And therefore we have to have special praises of Shabbos, and hence we do the Kiddush. So according to Rambam, the focus is on Zachar. According to the Ramban, the focus is on the word Lekadsho. Like, he compares it to Kiddush HaChodesh, or to Kiddush to Makadish, to Shemitah and Yovel, Vikidashem Ishnas HaChamishim. That you have, it's when you do kiddush, you are sanctifying Shabbos, you are sanctifying time. So it's a fundamental machlokas Rambam and Ramban, whether the key word is Zachar, is that everyone agrees it's both, but is the emphasis on the Zachar, or is the emphasis on Lekadsho, my nafkamina? What's the practical difference? Either way, we're gonna make kiddush Friday night and Shabbos lunch anyway, so who cares if the focus is on Zachar or the focus on Lekadsho? So one major nafkamina is what we do after Shabbos, the mitzvah Havdalah. Is the mitzvah Havdalah biblical mitzvah or rabbinical mitzvah? So the Rambam writes clearly that just like there's a mitzvah to talk about the uniqueness of Shabbos b'chnisaso in its entrance, so too b'yitziyaso in its exit, and the Rambam paskins Havdalah is a mitzvah min haTorah. It's a major machlokas Rishonim, but the Rambam is clear that the mitzvah of Havdalah is basically the same mitzvah as Kiddush. It's bookends, one at the beginning, one at the end, but it has the same focus. Havdalah and Kiddush is to speak about the uniqueness of Shabbos, once on when it's coming and one when it's leaving. And the Ramban, holds that Havdalah is only Durabanan, because there's no concept of Havdalah. When you sanctify the year of Yovel, Shtas HaChamishim, you don't do it once in the middle, once in the middle, once in the end. It's one time. If you're sanctifying something like Yovel or Kiddush HaChodesh, you do it in the beginning. So there is no concept of a second Kedusha, and therefore the Ramban's opinion is that Havdalah is an independent mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush, like the Rambam connects the mitzvah Kiddush and Havdalah, and therefore it both has to do with the concept of remembering the uniqueness of Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, Havdalah is Daraisa. According to the Ramban, Havdalah is only Darabanan. It's independent mitzvah, nothing to do with Kiddush at all. So another related issue is what we started off with. What about Kiddush Shabbos morning, known as Kiddushei Rabbah? It's known in the Gemara as the Great Kiddush. And it's a great Kiddush because it's Lashon Saginar. It's not to embarrass the Kiddush because it's not really the great Kiddush. The great Kiddush is Friday night. That's the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. The Kiddush Shabbos morning, according to everyone, is only Durabanan. Again, assuming you have to make Kiddush Shabbos morning. But at best, it's Durabanan. So that's so there's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What about eating before Kiddush? There's a separate Machlokes, but there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush Shabbos morning. We assume there is. But that's another Machlokes Rambam Ravid. But the Machlokes Rambam Ravid the Rambam writes, there's an Isser to eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning, and the Ravid screams, Chai v'chayim. What are you talking about? V'chayim, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos morning. Why can't you eat Shabbos morning before? So what's the issue? What's the Machlokes between the Rambam and Ravid, whether there's an obligation of Kiddush Shabbos morning? It's the same issue. The Rambam writes the mitzvah of Kiddush is Zachar, to remember Shabbos is in uniqueness, and the Rambam himself writes, and the mitzvah drabbanan of Kiddush, Shabbos morning, is ka'ein daraisa tikkun, is set up, like it usually is, patterned after the biblical law, that just like on Friday night there's a prohibition to eat before Kiddush, so too you can't eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. And the Ravid doesn't even glorious the concept of Kiddush. What kind of Kiddush Shabbos morning? You sanctify the day at night, and what does it do working with the Ramban? And the right, he says, where's this concept of Kiddush Shabbos?
His home, presumably, there was no Kiddush.
The Gemara talks about it. So he says, that's not really a Kiddush. It's a misnomer. It's called Kiddushei Rabbah, but it's basically to give chashivas to the Suda. You make a Borei Pri HaGafen, but he would say Borei Pri HaGafen, whether he said Vishamru or whatever he said, that still happened. Mm-hmm. But it's more of a token than it is part of the din of Kiddush. It's just called Kiddushei Rabbah, but it's really nothing to do with Kiddush.
Much in the same way that some people actually make a Borei Pri HaGafen and Shalosh Shittos also.
Correct, yeah, that's based right, because based on the Rambam Shita that you have to have Kiddush on all three meals. So therefore, there's a minhag of some that make a. So according to the Rambam, you yotze Kiddush, but basically, that's why there'll be no harm in making a Kiddush Shalosh Shittos. Based on some shittas that hold all three meals, need Kiddush. Right, but it's similar to that issue. So that's what. So the Ravid seems to work with the Rambam. There's no concept of a Kiddush. How many times do you have to make Kiddush? Kiddush only makes sense once when you bring in Shabbos. You can't make Kiddush in the middle of the day, Shabbos morning. So therefore, it's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban or Ravid in terms of the Kiddush Shabbos morning. So according to the Rambam, there's a prohibition derabbanan to eat before Kiddush. Even this like there's a prohibition to eat before Kiddush Friday night. And according to the Ramban or the Ravid, that there is no issue. It's nothing to do with Kiddush. It's a token Borei Pri HaGafen, and therefore there is no prohibition to eat before Kiddush. So there's a discussion, the Gemara in Pesachim, Gemara talks about Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. You only make Kiddush in a place where you're going to have the meal. So why do you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda? What's the concept behind Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So there's two opinions in the Rashbam, one of the commentators on the Gemara. Who's it helping here? Are we helping the Kiddush or are we helping the Suda? In other words, what's the Makom Suda doing? Is it giving Kiddush more credibility? Is it giving Kiddush more chashivas? Don't just make a Borei Pri HaGafen in a vacuum. You know what? Let's do it over a Suda. It's enhancing the Kiddush? Oh, no. It's Kiddush or Makom Suda. The Kiddush, is Kiddush enhancing the Kiddush or is Kiddush enhancing the Suda? What is the focus? So it seems to be this seems to be a machlokes related to this issue. Machlokes the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim on our issue we started off with. What about this custom of making Kiddush over cake on Shabbos morning after davening? Well, hopefully after davening, that's a separate discussion.
It would seem that the machlokes should actually go back to the Rambam and the Ravid, because if it's a mitzvah of Kiddush, then the mitzvah is the Kiddush, and the meal is enhancing the Kiddush. But if there is no mitzvah of Kiddush, then obviously the Kiddush is enhancing the meal.
Yeah, well,
you don't have to go back to the Vilna Gaon. It should go back to the Rambam.
No, well, it's going to tie that, but there'll be just a different aspect we'll learn now. But that part we'll get to in a second. But that's true. So they point out that could you make Kiddush over cake? So obviously we'll see, according to the Ravid, you don't have to make Kiddush at all. But I'm saying we'll come to that in a second. So according to the Gaonim, they say you can make Kiddush over cake. So you could be Yotze over cake. So therefore, they seem to focus is on the Kiddush. In other words, Kiddush Makom Suda, Sister Gimelach Hashiv is to the Kiddush. So I don't want to make a Bo'er Priya Gafen in a vacuum, so I don't necessarily need bread. If I have cake, that's also Chashiv. That's good enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. No, right now I'm talking about Shabbos lunch. We're going to get to Friday night in a minute. And according to the Gra, the focus seems to be on Kiddush Makom Suda. It's a din in the Suda. The Gra sheet is, you have to have pas. In order to be Yotzi, your mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to do it over bread. So our minhag seems to follow the Gonim, because assuming the people who go ahead and make Kiddush over cake Shabbos morning, which most of Klal Yisrael do, so it seems to be at first glance, working with the opinion of the Gonim, that Kiddush Makom Suda seems to be a din in Kiddush stuff over cake. The nafka mina between the Gonim, we'll see, according to the Gra, you definitely would have to go home and make Kiddush over bread. In fact, according to the Gra, perhaps you wouldn't even be able to make Kiddush, because if Kiddush over cake isn't Kiddush Makom Suda, you're not Yotze Kiddush, hence you're eating before Kiddush. So according to, at first glance, the Gra would be against this minig. However, if Soloveitchik wanted to point out along your lines, that really now maybe we could say our minig isn't going against the Gra. Because maybe the Gra is, if he's working with the Ravid Shita, if you work with the Ravid Shita, that there is no obligation to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, so there's no problem. It's okay for the Gra. You can make Kiddush and have your cake because you're not being Yotze Kiddush anyway. And then when you go home, at lunchtime, you make Kiddush over pas, you Yotze Kiddush. So if there's no problem, according to, if the Gra's working with the Rambam, it's not going to fit in. But if the Gra's working with the Ravid, that there is no mitzvah of Kiddush, so then there's no problem making Kiddush over cake because you're not in violation of eating before Yotze Kiddush. So
then you don't have to make Kiddush when you come home either.
According to the Ravid, yeah.
And if the Gra is going according to the Ravid, then according to the Gra as well. I mean, you have to be consistent.
No, he's saying we could miyashiv the Gra with the Ravid for Shabbos morning. No, right, but the Gra says, so the Gra says, so the question is, what about Friday night? So what is the halacha Friday night? Could you make Kiddush over cake Friday night? You know, when you have Kiddush and so on, why don't you bring out the cake? In fact, it's more prevalent on Simchas Torah when people, some shuls do it that way. But on a normal Friday night, could I make Kiddush over cake and be Yotze my Kiddush b'makom Suda? So according to the Gaonim, yes, Meikar Adin, according to the Gaonim, it's a different issue. And I'll show a Suda, you might have to have bread. There's two different issues, whether you can be Yotze Kiddush b'makom Suda and whether you Yotze your mitzvah Suda, don't have to be the same Gedarim of what a Suda is. But according to the Gaonim, Friday night, you could at least be Yotze, let's say in Shul, you can make Kiddush over cake, and then you could go home and make your Kiddush over bread. So what about according to the Vilna Gaon? So according to the Vilna Gaon, it couldn't work Friday night. Because Friday night, according to everybody, there's a Chiyuv to make Kiddush Friday night. And according to everyone, there's an Issur to eat before Kiddush Friday night. So a nafka mina between the Gra and the Gaonim would be, if you assume that the Gra is working with the Ravid Shabbos lunch, so you might not have a nafka mina in terms of, perhaps you could argue that the minig of eating at lunchtime, making Kiddush over cake and shul, maybe would fit into the Gra, but it certainly can't fit in Friday night, because according to the Gra, according to everyone, this is to eat before Kiddush. According to the Gonim, Yotze Kiddush b'makom Suda, so it's okay. You can make it over cake, and then when you go home, to fulfill your mitzvah of Suda, you'll probably have to make a motzi. But according to the Gra, it wouldn't even get off. But according to the Gra, for lunch, you could... If you hold, we pass them like the Rambam, so then our minig is clearly like the Gonim, that when we make, it's clearly against the Gra. If you want to say that the Gra goes like the Ravid, then it wouldn't be an issue anyway. Then maybe out Suda, you'd have to have bread, right? But if you took the Gra consistent with the Ravid, you wouldn't need Kiddush at all. But the Ravid wanted to say, perhaps if you work with the Ravid for lunch, then there's still ways of discussing the Gra in terms of doing Kiddush over cake Shabbos morning would be what to talk about. But that's the bottom line, the nafka mina is, the minhag is always we do it, And therefore, and we go home, and most, you don't, so Mikir Adin, you probably don't have to make another Kiddush when you get home. But the Minhag Yisrael is too, because why not include the Gra into your Kiddush as well? It's no big tircha to go ahead and make a Boer Pri Agafen when you get home. And any, also, plus the fact you have to make sure everyone who was there heard, yes, was in shul.
But not including the Gra, because you've already eaten before Kiddush. On Shabbos day.
Assuming you had the cake, you mean?
Yeah.
No, right. No, so therefore you wouldn't, therefore what you're saying, that if you couldn't, according to the Goy, you'd have a problem eating before Kiddush.
Yeah. I mean, so you're really not going according to the Goy, even if you do make Kiddush when you come home.
No, unless he's assuming like the Ravid, if there's no problem of Issa, that's why lunch is different, perhaps even if you hold there is a mitzvah kiddush, there is no Issa of eating, that's the difference. Is according to the Ravid, or those we've shown him, there's no Issa to eat before Kiddush, working with the Ramban, there's no Issa of eating before Kiddush Shabbos lunch, and then we could discuss the Gra. But according to Gra, Friday night, there's nothing to talk about, because then you're violating the Issa of eating before Kiddush. That's why lunch might be different. And also, another nafkamina between, this is all based on whether the Gedr Hadin of Kiddush is like the Rambam, it's based on Zohar or Ramban. Another nafkamina would be making Kiddush early, Mib'od Yom. Again, let me say early. I don't mean early, there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Shabbos, of bringing Shabbos early. Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachas, Rav brought in Shabbos early. So according to everyone, you can make Shabbos if you bring in Shabbos early. I'm saying, let's say Shabbos is 5 o'clock, even candle lighting is 5 o'clock. So what about some 4:45 you want to make Kiddush? Because I make Kiddush before Shabbos starts. So according to the Rambam, Rambam spells it out. The Rambam writes, yes, the Rambam says you can make Kiddush before Shabbos starts, and you can make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. Of course, you can't do Malacha until Shabbos is over, and you can't make the Bracha, but you can make Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. You can make, because the Rambam sheet is the mitzvah of Zechiras, is to remember Shabbos and its entrance and exit, so Samuch is also good enough. In fact, that's why the Kasha is, according to the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't mention the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The only mitzvah the Rambam holds from is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur. So how could we make early Kiddush, they ask, on how could we make early Shabbos and make Kiddush according to the Rambams? And the answer is not Akasha. That's the Zman HaKippur. According to the Rambam, making Kiddush before Shabbos is the Zman. It's not an extra. And according to the Ramban, it won't make any sense. If the purpose of Kiddush is to Makari Shabbos, I can't make Kiddush if it's not Shabbos yet. So according to the Rambam, I can make, and that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman had a shaila in one of the nursing homes. A person was obviously, he was going to go home and take Kiddush on later on, but the nursing home was, let's assume it was even Tosefes Shabbos, it was after Pag even, but he wanted if he could make Kiddush for the nursing, in other words, could he make Kiddush and not accept Shabbos, was his question. Go home. So he had a whole question, but he said, based on the Rambam, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. Once you say Kiddush, you are Makadoshing this Mam. According to the Rambam, so I think Rav Shlomo Zalman might have been Mako, and you have to get the specific details, but it'll be based.
But according to the Rambam, there's no problem with making it early, but you better make it later also, because otherwise you weren't behind the mitzvah on Shabbos of Zachar Siyama Shabbos.
Well, it depends, right?
Can't Zachar Siyama Shabbos before Shabbos starts. I mean, you could do it, but it's not really accomplishing the mitzvah.
Right, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to remember the uniqueness. So I guess in theory, obviously everyone agrees you shouldn't make Kiddush 4:30, go, do all your things and then take in Shabbos at 5. But, Rambam doesn't spell exactly what you can do before. Right, but the bottom line is, yes, no, everyone agrees you should make Kiddush only once you're ready to take Shabbos. Okay. Whether you could argue in theory, according to B'di'evid, according to the Rambam, you're still having a Zechira. We could enter.
So according to the Rambam, he could make Kiddush for the nursing home people, then he could drive home, and then he could make Kiddush for himself.
Yeah, right. Again, you'll have to make the other Kiddush, right?
Right.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so but according to the Ramban, the question would even get off. And another related Shaila, as well as, there's a discussion in terms of how much of Kiddush is Daraisa. So the Torah says Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kachacho. You have a chi of Kiddush. You have a machlokas Rishonim, whether, as the Rambam's opinion, is Kiddush B'dvarim, saying Kiddush over words is enough. And according to Other Rishonim, you need Kiddush Aliyah, even Minat Torah. But we passing like the Rambam, that Kiddush Bidvarim is enough. So there's the famous Magen Avram. So when you dive in Friday night and you say in the Shmoneh Esrei Mekadesh HaShabbos, you fulfill your mitzvah Minat Torah of Kiddush. That's a whole discussion then, not tonight's topic. How could you go home then? Because the women are also chayiv in Kiddush Minat Torah, because the Gemara tells us Nashim chayavus beKiddush Yom Dvar Torah. Aye, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The Gemara tells us kol sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. Whoever's included in the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is also chayiv in the mitzvah of zechira of Kiddush. So women are chayiv on the same level as men. So that's this child. How could a man go home and be motzi his wife if she didn't already daven? But that's a separate discussion. So we see you could be yotzei with varim. So there's an interesting Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that saying Shabsa Tova. He says ulai, perhaps if you say good Shabbos. Maybe that's where the minhag Yisrael of going home and saying good Shabbos, and your wife answers you good Shabbos, Shabbos Tova. Maybe he yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the opinion. Even though he says uai, he doesn't say a bavada, but he says perhaps. And the Bir Halacha doesn't like it. He says, what's the Rabbi Kivega talking about? There's no way you yotzei Kiddush with good Shabbos. What's in the Kudus HaMachlokas? What's the issue? It's Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. According to the Rambam, the Iker is the Chira Shevach. You have to have special praise, unique. Saying good Shabbos could be not, that's why they say you should say a good Shabbos Kodesh, maybe that would be enough. But you have to mention the uniqueness of Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, it definitely wouldn't, according to the Rambam, it wouldn't work. But according to Ramban, if all you need is to Makadosh, perhaps saying a good Shabbos would be enough. So that issue also.
So the same issue of whether or not you become the mitzvah of Kiddush when you
daven
Maariv at night also.
Right, that's the Magen Avraham rights. Right, so the Magen Avraham rights, you can. There are other issues with that, but the Magen Avraham rights that clearly the others don't like it for different reasons. I mean, Chassina says you need to, there's no Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, or maybe you don't have Kavana, but these issues, it's a fundamental Machlokas Rambam, whether the nature of Kiddush is Zachor or Lakacho, the Nafkamin is Havdalah Daraisa, whether you can eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning, whether women are chayiv in Kiddush Shabbos morning as well, but eating before Kiddush, making Kiddush before Shabbos, and as well this issue of saying good Shabbos. These are some of the issues. We'll continue tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.